Him, but we're joined by the Senior Vice President of Business Operations, good friend, and the man who's responsible for 40,000 bobbleheads for everybody out here. That is Mario Alioto. Nice to see you out here.
It's good to be here today. It's a beautiful day out here, that's for sure.
Spectacular. And Mario, I got to tell you right off the shoot is that little skeptical of the garden. I'm more of a fried dough kind of guy. Maybe, I don't know. But I went out there today, reconnaissanced it. Beautiful. It's spectacular. You got the portholes, and you got well, no more kumquats, thanks to Marty pitching the beauty of the kumquat.
I think Greg Elliott ate them.
The 360-degree bar, I mean, I got to tell you, it's pretty cool. It's good to see.
Well, now the sod farm has a whole different meaning. I mean, there's a bar, cauliflower, whatever you want. That's the place to be now in the ballpark.
I thought it was pure produce, but you're right. The bar means everything.
But watch out for flying home runs during batting practice.
Well, they got the netting. You'll be all right.
The netting. That's true.
You know, I thought about that. When Pence hit the ball out there, I said, you know, incoming.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing no matter where you're sitting in the ballpark, pretty much. Right?
Well, you'd like to see it, though. Well, you know, you'd like to know it's coming.
Our fans are paying attention.
I hope so. I hope so. You know, it's funny. I said the other day, it's 300 sellouts in a row, which is we don't really give it the credit that it should get. I mean, it's an amazing number. Russ and you and, you know, everyone else that gets it done. But you walk around the ballpark during the game, half the people are walking around the ballpark. Yeah. It's incredible. I did it last night and on the concourse in about the fourth or fifth inning. You could hardly move on the concourse.
You know, I'm probably unlike a hockey game where you sit and only watch the action. I mean, baseball fans, it's a little more social. Yeah. But in this ballpark especially, you're constantly running around or walking around the promenade and just getting a feel for all of the atmosphere of the park. And that's what makes this place so magical when you think about it.
All right. What do you think about Jake Peavy? Now, of course, Mara, and I respect your opinion because you're a longtime baseball man. You go back to the 60s with this ball club and as a, you know, bat boy, ball boy, and working in the clubhouse.
Actually, when I heard about it, I was pretty excited because, you know, Brian Sabian has a knack of just pulling these guys, you know, this time of the year that just, it can end up being something that we look back on, like with other players in the past. It's just that spark that the team needed. So as a fan, I thought, boy, you know, and he has one heck of a history. And with a whole different atmosphere, good things can happen. So I think fans are going to be pretty excited about it. And he's getting the start tomorrow night.
Big start against
huge start.
You know,
well, he's been through that before.
Well, that's what I said. You know, 325 major league starts for him, and he's been a World Series, and he knows the Dodgers, 14-2 against the Dodgers, and even though it's different players, you see the uniform, you get a little bit of confidence.
Well, you know, as I was driving in thinking about that, you know, the fan side of me, and I'm thinking, when any player comes to the Giants, do you feel that Giant Dodger thing immediately?
Yeah.
And there's no doubt when he takes the mound tomorrow night, he's going to feel what this whole rivalry is really about.
Hey, so, that's a good one.
We're looking forward to it.
Well, I know he'll be jacked up. Marty talked about his adrenaline pumping tomorrow and whatnot. But I don't know. I've always thought chemistry in baseball can be a little bit overrated because a pitcher and a catcher versus a batter. And then you got the shorts. I mean, just chemistry is not the biggest thing to me. But it may look in the way they're compiling this roster and with the addition of Peavy. I mean, there's a lot of Southern boys coming together that have a lot of probably off-the-field commonalities. I mean, Bumgarner, Peavy, Hudson, Posey. These guys go out, they could do some fishing, some deer, some white-tailed deer hunting. Is there something to be said of maybe there's some camaraderie off the field that can help Peavy blend in quicker?
I think, as Mike Kruka would say, you know, we're always looking for gamers.
Yeah.
And gamers get it done.
Well, I ran into Murph on the way up here today, and as I went past the rutabaga and the hot dog rolls and, you know, the beer can and the kegs and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And there was Murph, and I said, you know, Murph and I were chatting. And I said, what do you think of Peavy? He says, I put him right next to Hudson.
Yep. He probably already has a nickname for him, probably.
Perfect. It's perfect.
It's exciting. And, you know, especially this weekend with the Dodgers here, it adds a little more of a little more of intrigue into the weekend.
59 to go. And a half a game in first place. I still can't get a handle on this season, where it's going.
Well, when you think about it, this is what we all hope for as fans. Yeah. It's this time of the year. You're in the race. It's
good.
And it's something special when the Dodgers are here. Everything is just elevated a little bit more. So.
And it's never over with them. I don't care what the game. Now, last night they put it away early. But generally, these games are never over. Something always happens, Giants-Dodgers. All right. But you're here today to talk about the new program that's launched by the Giants, Candlestick Memories.
Right.
And tell us about it, and I'm going to give you my thoughts
about
it.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned I was a member of the Giants in the 60s. I'm not sure if I'm that old. But
you're doing all right, Mario.
But so many of us, you know, grew up in Candlestick Park, and that's where our memories were. Yeah. So we've been working with the city of San Francisco with the Recreation and Parks Department. And I know the 49ers did the same thing recently where they made the seats available for their season ticket holders. And we're going to do the same thing with our fans and for the general public. So we launched last night what we're calling Candlestick Memories, where fans can buy a pair of seats from Candlestick. And again, you know, it's almost hard to believe that the ballpark is not going to be there here in a few months.
Right.
But the event is with Paul McCartney on August 14th. So here we are at the end of July. So we launched a program at $749 to get two seats, and they only come in pairs because of the way the seats are designed. So we launched that, and we'll probably sell these through the end of September. But the one thing that we did a little differently is we also are selling seats that are autographed, and so we really want to do something fun about that. So we have you can buy a seat with Willie Mays and Willie McCovey, each autograph one seat. One with Joe Montana and Willie Mays, which is pretty special.
Yeah, well, not too
shabby. There's a lot of history in that ballpark besides baseball.
Come on.
Will Clark and Willie McCovey are first basemen.
Yep.
And then, of course, Kruk and Kipe.
Okay.
You know, so, and then we have Will Clark is going to sign a few too, along with McCovey. So we thought it'd be kind of fun. And at the end of the day, a lot of the proceeds go to benefit the San Francisco Recreation and Parks Department Scholarship Fund, and they use these funds to provide a lot of programming and this recreation activities for San Franciscans, for kids and families. So it's a good thing, and it's another way we can all get a piece of the history of the ballpark before it's gone.
Yeah, and I saw this last night. It's in the press box, and we had two seats up there, and Maria was up there. And it made me think about Harry Jupiter. Remember Harry Jupiter,
sure,
the longtime
absolutely.
Sports writer? And fans don't know who he was. He came from New York, and he was a sports writer out here as well. And he used to tell me that what he used to do at the Polo Grounds, he used to be a turnstile counter. But he said the turnstile was part of his life. Of looking at it, because he would count the people going through the turnstile, and at the end of that, they let him in, and he could watch the game in the Polo Grounds. And I'm looking at these seats last night, it made me think of that. If you go to somebody's home, and this is kind of crazy, but if you go to someone's home and you see two seats from a ballpark, you're going to sit down in that seat, and something's going to come back to you. It's like a baseball card. It's going to come back to you.
Absolutely.
And just to see the orange, really, the color of the seat, the orange, and the numbers on it, and they've been cleaned up. There's no seagulls or anything. Yeah.
We put the real good ones in the press box.
Oh, did you? Okay, because they look pretty nice. But if you go into a baseball museum or a place where baseball memorabilia might be, or someone's home that has a pair of seats or a seat from a ballpark, I will guarantee you, you're sitting down in that seat and you're going to say something about it. And I like that kind of memorabilia. Yeah. I really do. It sounds like, a seat from the ballpark, what do we do with it? You find a spot in your home for it and people come in who are fans, you're going to have fun.
Well, it's like we said earlier, so many of us spent so many days at Candlestick as kids. And although it was interesting, when I went out there recently, I kind of forgot if the seats were red or orange. I assumed they were all orange, but I forgot. But a lot of the seats are red.
That's right. Yeah.
So they're actually red or orange. So we're not sure what color you'll get. But after the concert on the 14th, then the city's going to go in and we'll start sending them out. So the seats are actually still installed because there's a few more events to take place.
Now, there's a range of price here. It starts at $749, goes up to about $3,500.
Right.
Why is the range? What happens
the
way?
Autograph-based? Is that based on who signs it?
Just autographs? Is that it?
Dynamic pricing? No.
If Russ Stanley's behind this.
Okay, if it's $3,500 for the two Willies, how much do you have to pay for a Kurt Manwaring Mike Aldretti autograph?
That's not on the list yet. But no, we thought, to really have a range of just of prices. So $749 for two seats if you just want the seats.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want the seats autographed by Willie Mays and Joe Montana, that's $3,500.
Okay.
It's $3,000 for Mays and McCovey, which I think if you're a Giants fan, Willie Mays and Willie McCovey are two Hall of Famers.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty special. $2,500 if you want a Dwight Clark. I don't know if I mentioned Dwight Clark earlier. But Dwight Clark, and he signs his name and he writes the catch on there. So
okay.
Joe Montana and Dwight Clark, $2,000 for McCovey and Will Clark. And then $1,250 for Kruk and Kipe. So we thought we'd have a different range. And it's interesting. I was talking to Mike Kruk and Kipe about it last night. And I said, you know, there's something special about those guys. We talk about our broadcasters and how good they are. But those two broadcasters, along with Dave and John, are really what brings the Giants' memories to life for fans of today. So we thought it'd be kind of fun to have them part of this as well.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Pat, go up there tonight. Just take a look in the press box.
Well, I got to tell you, one of my favorite watering holes has seats from the old Shea and the old Yankee Stadium and stuff.
Right.
But Sutter and Hyde. And you're right, Marty. You sit in them. And I mean, I don't have very many memories from either of those stadiums, but it makes you think about baseball.
Sure, it's like a picture.
Actually, I wish we could sell some of the old wooden ones at Candlestick. Remember those?
Of course.
They changed them into the red and orange ones.
And the Seal Stadium seats, I'm sure, were sold.
Yeah, you see those around once in a while.
Yeah.
But, the thing is, and I mean this seriously, is that, we always made fun of Candlestick Park, but it really is where so many of us became Giants fans. Yeah. So whether they're seats or all the other things that become more, quote, valuable as the ballpark goes away, it's something we should take a look at. And I think we all want a piece of that to have with
us. Yeah, it's nice. It's better than you think.
I hope. Well, we'll see. And
when you take a look at it.
And the thing is, you know, we're talking about the end of the ballpark going away, but it's really going to happen. I mean, the ballpark is going to be gone. So so the key is to go to sfgiants.com/candlestickmemories. And it's all on that page. Click through it. I mean, we just got this thing up and running yesterday. We're going to tweak it a little bit more. But you'll see a form that says order now. Click on that. It doesn't mean you have to order, but it'll give you the lineup of everything we're actually selling. So, but sfgiants.com/candlestickmemories. Take a look at it, and we'll probably sell them through the end of September, and then
that'll be it.
And then we'll start mailing them out.
And for $4,500, you get an arbiter, right? Because I'm sure there's a few wives saying, "Honey, you ain't bringing two seats home, putting those in the family room." Well, me get Marty Larry. Marty, you could kind of work on that, right?
I'll have a little audio clip that goes with the two seats, and we'll do that.
And by the way, I didn't mention it includes tax and it includes shipping.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So I think it'll be fun. And talking about, I mean, the next thing we may have to get into is the Marty Leary bobbleheads coming
That's
up.
Correct.
Too.
August,
talking about real memorabilia.
August 25th.
Cannot wait. Cannot wait.
August 25th, out at Sears Plaza. And I spoke with Orlando's friend, Gary Hall, today. Orlando Cepeda is going to be there. Ed Montague is going to be there. Ron Wotus is coming out. Old scout Billy Gastal is coming out. Larry Bear is supposed to come out. I hope you're going to come out. And it'll be like an open mic like this, just talking about baseball.
Oh, so good.
And then you get to see this. It's really, it's pretty funny.
No, it's going to be fun. And that's what this 25th. Is about. Yeah, it's August 25th. So between the memorabilia of Marty Leary's bobbleheads and what we're doing at Candlestick, there's a lot happening.
You got it
here.
On lockdown, Mario. Way to go, man.
Beat Kershaw, and then everything will be fine. That's it.
Like you said, anything can happen.
That's right. That's why we play the games. You know that. You've seen it before. All right, Mario, thanks so much.
Thanks, you guys.
Let's hear it for Mario Alioto, folks.
Did a good job.
Very good. All right.